在福音第十八章。
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 18.
新约圣经马太福音第十八章。
New Testament Matthew chapter 18.
我们先读一到第四节。
We first read verse 1 to 4.
马太福音十八章第一节。
Matthew 18 chapter verse 1.
当时门徒近前来问耶稣说：“天国里谁是最大的？”
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们中当中。
And he called a child to himself and set him before them.
说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
And said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven."
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
我们再读同一章圣经第十九节。
And we'll read from the first chapter, verse 19.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on the earth concerning any matter, whatsoever it may be that you shall ask, it shall come to them from the Father who is in heaven.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
For where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there I am in the midst of them.
我们再同声来，再把十九节我们同声来读。
Let's read verse 19 and 20 together in one accord.
请弟兄姐妹，我们用自己的语言，我们同声来读。
Please read in your own language. Let's read in one accord.
好，一起来。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
那里就有我在他们中间。我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，因为你昨日今日直到永远都不改变。
Because you are the Lord that never changes yesterday and today and forever.
主，你丰盛慈爱怜悯不改变。
That your abundant loving kindness and mercy will not change.
主，你的信实不改变。
Your faithfulness does not change.
主，你的能力也不改变。
And your power does not change.
主，你向着我们一切的应许也从来不改变。
And all the promises you have to us
does not change. 主，早晨我们谦卑来到你话语面前。
We humbly come before your words this morning.
求你再向我们说话。
May you speak to us again.
再坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
主，叫我们能够简单的相信。
That we can trust in you simply.
你所对我们说的话。
And we can trust in your words.
主，愿我们在地上真是能够成为你自己荣耀的见证。
That we can be your glorious testimony here on earth.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我早晨有一个负担想和弟兄姐妹交通。
This morning I have a burden that I want to share with you.
是关于祷告。
It's about prayer.
这是一个大家都非常熟悉的一个题目。
It should be a topic that all of you are familiar with.
但是早晨我所要跟弟兄姐妹所交通的是特别一点。
But this morning, what I want to share with you has a special aspect.
是必蒙成全的祷告。
It's a prayer that will be answered by God.
那是按着主耶稣所应许我们的。
And it's according to His promises to us.
有一次，一个小女孩和她的父亲一同去参观一个美术馆。
One time, a young girl visited an art museum with her father.
当这个小女孩和她父亲来到一幅图画的面前
，When the girl came before a painting,
这小女孩就问她的父亲
，And she asked her father,
说这图画中的那个人在做什么呢
？She says, "Dad, what's this person doing in the painting?"
她的父亲就告诉这个小女孩
，So the father answered,
她正在祷告
，And this person is praying.
那小女孩听了之后
the girl heard it,
就接着问她的父亲说
and she continued to ask,
那这个在祷告的人是谁呢
who is this person that's praying?
她的父亲就回答她说
and the father answered,
是主耶稣
and this is Lord Jesus.
这小女孩就在图画前她停了一会儿
so this little girl paused for a while before the painting.
她想了一想
and she thought for a while.
她就对她的父亲说
and she said,
主耶稣我知道。
Oh, I know about Lord Jesus.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他就是神。
And He is God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们主耶稣在地上的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when our Lord Jesus was on the earth,
他虽然是神的儿子
，Even though He was the Son of God,
他在地上都还天天的祷告
，And He prayed daily on earth.
他不住的祷告
，He prayed unceasingly.
我们这些信他的人
，We who believe in Him,
我们这些属他的人
，We who belong to Him,
我们在地上岂不更应该不住的祷告吗
？Should we not pray even more here on earth?
有时候我在想，那为什么我们不时常祷告呢
？So I wonder, I question myself, how come I do not pray unceasingly?
或是我应该用另外一个问题来问
？Perhaps I should ask another question.
我们为什么需要祷告
？Or why do we need to pray?
我们如果回到圣经中的第一卷书《创世纪》
，If we come back to the first book in the Bible, Genesis,
在《创世纪》第一章，我们就能够找到这个答案。
In Genesis chapter 1, we can find an answer.
这位全丰全足、自有拥有的神
，The great God, the great I am, who is all sufficient and all abundant.
这位独行其事的神
，The God who accomplishes His own will.
他为什么要人在地上来祷告呢
？Why does he want man to be praying on earth？
在创世纪第一章，创世纪第一章，我们看见
，We see from Genesis chapter 1，
这位创造宇宙万有的神
，The God who created heaven and earth，
他在六天的里头，他将天地和海其中的万物都造好了。
In six days, he created heaven and earth and the sea and everything that's in it。
他在造好万物之后，他按着他的形象。按着他的样式，他造了人。
After he created everything, he created man according to his own image.
然后神就将这万物交托给他所造的人。
And he set man, over everything, gave them dominion over everything.
要人能够照着他的心意来管理神所造的万物。
So that man can rule over everything according to God's own heart.
但是我们知道。人不久就犯罪失败了。
And we know very soon man sinned and failed.
但是我们这信实的神，他并不改变他的心意和计划。
But our faithful God did not change his plan.
他仍然愿意借着他所造的人来成就他恢复万有的计划。
He still wants to use the man that he created to accomplish his plan, that to restore all things unto himself.
他盼望能在地上能够找着一帮的人。
He wants to find a group of people here on earth.
他们能够认识神的心意。
Who knows God's heart.
他们能够愿意与神同心。
Who can has God's heart and God's will.
借着祷告，叫神的旨意能够成就在宇宙当中。
Through prayers, they can accomplish God's will in here on the earth and in the universe.
就是为什么我们在地上，我们必须要祷告。
That is why we have to pray on the earth.
我们用圣经中的一个例子。
And we can use an example in the Bible.
我们知道当神的选民以色列他们离弃了神。
We know God's chosen people Israel when they forsake the Lord.
他们跪拜偶像行许多惹动神愤怒的事情。
When they worship the idol and provoked God to anger.
神就借着外邦巴比伦的手来管教神所爱的百姓。
Through the hands of Babylonians, God was disciplining his children.
在他们在神的百姓还没有被掳到巴比伦之前
，Before the children of Israel was taken captive to Babylon，
神就借着一位先知耶利米向以神的百姓发出预言。
God through prophet Jeremiah gave them a warning，
就是说神的百姓将要被掳到巴比伦去。
And God told them that the children of God will be taken captive to Babylon，
他们要离开神所应许他们那丰盛的美地。
They will leave the promised land that's full of abundance。
他们在巴比伦被掳要七十年之久。
They will be taken captive for 70 years。
但是神应许他们，在他们被掳在巴比伦七十年之后。
But God has promised after the 70 years of captivity。
这位信实全能的神还要将他们带回到耶路撒冷。
The faithful and mighty God will bring them back to Jerusalem。
所以我们看到神借着他的先知向百姓说出了这样的预言。
So we see through the prophet, God has given them a prophecy.
当后来照着神所说的，神的百姓被掳到巴比伦之后
，But according to God's word, they were taken captive to Babylon.
在被掳的人当中，有一个人叫做但以理。
Among the captive, there is a person called Daniel.
有一天但以理他读了先知耶利米所说的话。
One day Daniel read the words from Prophet Jeremiah.
他就知道说神曾经应许他们到七十年之后他们还要再回到耶路撒冷。
And he came to know that God has promised after 70 years they will return to Jerusalem.
他就开始为了这个神的心意开始在神面前祷告。
So he began to pray before the Lord according to God's will.
那我们就觉得很稀奇。
So we find it strange.
既然神是天地的神,
If God is a God of heaven and earth,
他是大能的神,
He's the mighty God.
既然他已经说了神的百姓被掳七十年之后还要回到耶路撒冷,
If he has already ordained that the children of Israel will return to Jerusalem after 70 years,
那还需要但以理在地上祷告吗?
And why do we need Daniel to pray?
如果但以理不祷告的话,
What if he doesn't pray?
那神的百姓能不能按着神的应许被掳七十年之后还回到耶路撒冷
Will the children of Israel go back to Jerusalem according to God's will?
我们相信还是神的应许必定要成就
We do trust that God's will be accomplished
因为如果但以理他不起来照着神的心意祷告的话
Because if Daniel did not rise up and pray according to God's heart
神还能够兴起其他的人
God can raise up other people
来为着神的这个心意来祷告
To pray according to his desire
按着神所应许的
According to his promise,
神的百姓被掳七十年之后
after 70 years of captivity,
他们必定还要再回到耶路撒冷
they will return to Jerusalem.
但是如果地上没有人祷告
but if there is no one that's praying on the earth,
神的工作就要受了耽延
then God's work will be delayed.
所以今天我们一同来思想的就是这件事
So that's the matter we want to consider today.
或许我们不祷告
What if we don't pray?
神的心意仍然要成就
And if we don't pray, God's will be accomplished.
因为神要兴起其他的人起来，按着他的心意来祷告。
Because he will raise up other people to pray according to his heart.
我们愿意在神所要成就的工作上，能够与他同心，与他同工吗？
Do we have a desire to be his co-worker and to work with him according to his heart?
我们愿意能够成为神要成就他旨意的那个器皿吗？
Are we willing to be a vessel that he can use to accomplish his desire?
就像当日神对啊，神借着莫迪改对以斯帖皇后所说的话。
Just like God spoke to Queen Esther through Mordecai.
焉不知你今天得着这皇后的位分
？Do you not know that you are set as a queen today?
乃是神要借着他来拯救神的百姓。
It's that God wants to save His people through you.
今天神把这样尊贵荣耀的位分赐给了我们。
God has given us such a glorious and honorable position.
叫我们能够明白他的心意。
So that we can come to know His heart.
叫我们能够因着他爱激励我们。我们能够在地上。与他同心一同的来祷告
So we can be constrained by his love to have the same heart with him to pray with him
像我们荣耀的神他所要成就的旨意能够快快的成就在地上
That the will of God can be accomplished on the earth in timely matter
就你们知道祷告的能力有多大吗
Do you know the power of prayer?
穆安德烈弟兄曾经这么说
And brother Andrew Murray has said
在神所在的天上
And in the heaven that God created God, where God is,
充满了地上所需要一切的生命、能力和福分。
Heaven is filled with the life and the power and the blessing that we need on the earth.
而我们这些信他的人在地上的祷告
，and we who believe in Him, our prayers,
就是叫这些这神一切的能力、丰富、祝福能够临到地上的那个管道。
It's the channel that bring all the life and the blessing that we need from heaven down to earth.
我们知道祷告的能力有多大吗
？Do we know how much power that prayers have?
就连我们这位全能的神，他都受这祷告的限制。
Even the Almighty God is constrained by our prayers.
我们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
What we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
What we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
因为这祷告的能力是这样的大
because prayer has such power
所以神的仇敌魔鬼撒旦他千方百计的来拦阻神的儿女叫我们不祷告
so the enemy of God Satan use all his schemes to prevent us from praying
他叫我们感觉到软弱
he causes us to feel weak
我们不想祷告
and so that we don't want to pray
然而当我们最不想祷告的时候
but the moment we do not want to pray
其实乃是我们最需要祷告的时候
that's the moment that we need the prayer most
神的仇敌也用另外一个诡计叫我们非常的忙碌
and he also causes us to be very busy
我想在今天这个时代当中，无论在美国，在中国，我们都有这样的感觉。
We know in this generation, no matter if you're in China or here in the United States, you all feel the same way.
我们每天的生活从早到晚非常的忙碌。
Our daily life from morning to evening were very busy.
好不容易到了周末。
And until we come to the weekend,
还是非常忙碌。
We're still very busy on the weekend.
仇敌就叫我们忙碌到个地步呢，没有时间祷告。
And the enemy causes us to be so busy that we don't have time to pray.
但是我们当我们越没有时间祷告的时候
，But when we don't have time to pray,
我们就更是需要祷告。
Then we need to pray more.
那改教的啊，马丁路德弟兄他曾经这样子说
，Brother Martin Luther from the Reformation said this.
他说我每天有许多的事情要做
，I have so many things to do every day.
我非常的忙碌
，I'm so busy.
所以我每一天必须要有三个小时的时间来到神面前祷告。
That's why I need to set aside 3 hours every day to pray.
兄弟们，祷告的能力有何等的大
？How powerful are prayers?
苏格兰的皇后啊，玛丽皇后，她曾经这样子说
：Queen Mary of Scotland has said this.
她说：“我并不怕欧洲所有的联军来围攻我。
”He said, "I'm not afraid of all the assembled army of all across all the Europe."
我只怕那约翰。洛克斯的祷告。
I'm only afraid of the prayer of John Knox.
约翰洛克斯弟兄是当时神在欧洲那里所兴起的一个器皿。
Brother John Knox was a vessel that got raised in Europe.
我们看见他的祷告能够叫地上的王权感到惧怕。
We see that his prayer is feared by even the sovereignties and all the kingship of the earth.
关于祷告的事情，我知道弟兄姐妹都非常的熟悉了。
We know you already know.The matter of prayer very intimately.
啊，因为我在啊基要真理组中服侍。
Because I serve in the Basic Truth Bible Study Group.
在聚会当中啊小组当中呢啊大部分弟兄姐妹都是刚刚蒙恩信主没有多久。
In our fellowship, most of the brothers and sisters were just believed and came to know the Lord.
所以常常有机会能够听到弟兄姐妹他们在生活当中经历祷告的那个能力。
So I always hear testimonies of how they experience the power of prayer in their lives.
所以我们看见，虽然弟兄姐妹们他们还没有啊，好像还没有学习如何祷告。
We see that even though as if they haven't learned how to pray,
但他们因着简单的相信
，but because of a simple faith,
他们已经能够经历到那祷告的全能。
They can already experience the power of prayer.
他们能够借着祷告来经历神的医治。
Through prayers, they have experienced healing from the Lord.
经历神的安慰。
They experienced the comfort that came from God.
经历神在他们生命当中奇妙的作为。
And all the works that God's doing wonderfully in their life.
关于祷告的基本的事，我们都很熟悉。
We know the basic aspects of prayer.
就像刚刚我们诗歌所唱的。
Just like our hymn has said.
我们必须要简单的相信
We need to have a simple faith.
如果我们不相信，我们自然没有办法能够经历祷告的全能。
If we do not believe, then we cannot experience the power of prayer.
我们祷告要真实。
Our prayer needs to be true.
祷告若不真实
，If it's not from a true faith,
我们也不能来经历神的能力和恩典。
Then we cannot experience His power and His grace.
但是我在这里，我特别紧紧的提一个重点。
But here I want to raise one key point.
就是我们来到神面前祷告应该有的态度
That what attitude we should have as we come before the Lord to pray
就是我们刚刚所读马太福音18章第一节到第四节那里
That is what we read from Matthew 18 verse 1 to 4
我觉得当我们来到神面前我们的祷告我们必须要谦卑
I feel when we come before the Lord to pray we need to humble ourselves
在这里主耶稣说你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式断不得进天国。
Here the Lord says, unless you are converted and become like children, you cannot in no way enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣为什么说要谦卑像小孩子呢
？Why did the Lord say you have to be humble like children？
我不晓得弟兄姐妹你们感觉怎么样
？I don't know how you feel.
我觉得小孩子啊是很可爱。
I see that little children are very cute.
他们小的时候也很天真。
And they are lovely and they're naive.
那你说他们谦不谦卑呢
？But do you think they're humble？
我想可能。不完全是。
I don't think that's completely true.
这里主耶稣说谦卑像小孩子的样子是什么意思呢
？What did the Lord mean when He said to humble yourself as children？
我觉得主乃是要叫我们像那小孩子，他们如何的来倚靠他们的父母的意思。
I think the Lord means that we need to rely on our father just as little children do.
对，主要我们在凡事上依靠我们的天父，就像小孩子依靠他们父母亲一样。
In everything, the Lord wants us to rely on our heavenly Father, just as children rely on their earthly parents.
我相信那是主耶稣在这里所说的谦卑的意思。
I feel that's what the Lord is mentioned. Why God mentions humble like children?
就是凡事依靠。
That rely on Him on everything.
我们家孩子比较多。
We have many children at home.
我发现他们有一个共同的点。
I feel like, but they have one common.
因为大的几个我已经不太记得了。
Because I already sort of forgot the older ones.
那最小的那个妹妹呢？她比较小的时候呢，有些事情我还观察到。
But the youngest sister, she was still young, and I'm still observing her.
发现她小妹妹常常来找我们。
And I see that she always comes to find us.
一会儿就 Daddy, Daddy.
And she will always call us.Daddy, Daddy.
一会儿又叫妈咪妈咪。
And then mommy, mommy.
为什么呢
？Why?
比方说，我们叫她提醒她说，睡觉前要刷牙。
We remind her that you need to brush your teeth before you go to bed.
她听了，她就去了。
And she heard it, and then she will go brush her teeth.
很快，她就叫 Daddy, Daddy.
Very soon, she will call Daddy, Daddy.
为什么呢
？Why?
要帮她挤牙膏。
Because she wants me to help her to squirt out the toothpaste, squeeze the toothpaste.
她以前比较小的时候，她连挤牙膏都不会。
When she was young, she didn't even know how to squeeze the toothpaste.
所以她叫我们。
So she will ask us to help.
我就去帮她挤了牙膏。
So I ask her to help her.
我想我就离开了。
And I left after I helped her.
才刚离开。
Just as soon as I was.
又叫 Daddy Daddy.
She will call Daddy Daddy.
她说她那个够不到那个水龙头。
She said she cannot reach the faucet.
然后呢，我又去帮她开水龙头。
So I help her to turn on the faucet.
然后再把它关掉。
And help her to turn it off.
那我又走了。
And just when I was about to leave,
然后刷刷牙。
And she's brushing her teeth.
她叫 Daddy, Daddy.
And she calls me again.
她要把刷好牙了，要把牙刷放回去。
And after she's done brushing her teeth, she needs to put the toothbrush away.
她也够不到。
And she cannot reach it.
所以她又叫我。
So she calls me again.
就我现在在这里，主的意思是这个意思。
I see this is how the Lord wants us to be as well.
一个小孩子。
Just as a little child.
她在许多的事情上面。
In everything that she does.
就是很小的事情。
Even the smallest matter,
她都要依靠她的父母。
She needs to rely on her father.
所以主说，你们若不变成小孩子的样式。
So the Lord says, unless you convert to be like children,
断不能进天国。
In no way you can enter the kingdom of heaven.
主乃是要叫我们像小孩子这样子。
We need to be like children.
常常依靠他。
Rely on him.
凡事依靠他。
In everything.
让我们看见我们实在是不能。
We see that we cannot.
但是我发现我们，我们的情形啊，就跟小孩子。还差一点点。
But we see that our conditions are a little bit different from children.
感谢主，我们信了主以后呢，我们生命是有改变。
We thank the Lord after we're saved, He's changing our life.
但是我们可能好像还没有完全变成像小孩子的样子。
But we're not fully converted as children.
我们正在半路上。
We're still halfway there.
我们就有点像是青少年。
We're like teenagers.
青少年怎么样呢
？How are teenagers like?
他平常很多事情呢，自己就可以解决了。
And there are many things in their life they can solve by themselves.
他们刷牙不需要找我们。
They don't need help when they brush their teeth.
他们读书也基本上不用找我们。
They don't come to us for help when they study.
他们吃饭做其他许多事情呢，都不需要找父母亲了。
They can eat by themselves. They can do a lot of things. And they don't need their parents.
都可以做了。
Because they're self-sufficient.
可是呢？当他们碰到一些事情是他们解决不了的时候
，When they come across some matters that they cannot solve，
比方说大学生上了大学
，For example， when the college kids go to college，
那个预付卡的那个金额余额已经快用完了
，The credit card is about to reach their limit，
这个是他们没有办法解决的
，That's something they cannot solve by themselves。
这时候呢，父母就很难得的会接到他们打电话来
，And then。The parents will receive a rare call from their children.
所以我们就像在神面前，我们就像青少年一样。
So we're just like teenagers before the Lord.
平常很多事情我们自己就可以解决了。
Every day we do many things by ourselves.
然后碰到一些我们解决不了的事情。
Only when we come across some problems that we cannot solve.
那我们就想起来。
And we remembered.
我们就必须要祷告。
And we have a father we need to pray to.
来求我们的父神来帮助我们。
And that's when we beg our father to help us.
所以我说我们还没有变成像小孩子的样式。
So we're not fully converted as children.
我们可能还在青少年的阶段。
Perhaps we're still like teenagers.
盼望主继续的帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们真的是能够认识到在一切的事上 来认定我们的主。
So that we truly can recognize we need to rely on Him in everything.
我们借着祷告，不住的祷告，祈求来仰望我们的父神。
In unceasing prayers and petitions, we need to pray before Him.
所以当早晨我们一同来到主的面前，来要学习祷告。
So this morning, as we come before Him to learn how to pray.
我们实在是应该像当日的门徒一样。
We need to be as disciples on that day.
来到主的面前说，主啊，求你教导我们祷告。
To come before the Lord to say, Lord, teach us to pray.
因为我们连祷告我们都不会。
Because we don't even know how to pray.
但是我们愿意。
But we're willing.
我们渴望。
We have this longing.
我们盼望借着祷告来经历我们神的慈爱、能力和他的权能。
We desire to experience God's loving kindness and His power and His sovereignty through prayers.
因此，我们对主说
：“So we pray to God.
主啊，求你教我们祷告。
Lord, teach us to pray.
在主耶稣啊，主耶稣在马太福音第十八章那里
，In Matthew chapter 18,
就是第十八章第十九节那里
，In verse 19.
主耶稣赐给我们一个非常宝贵极大的一个应许。
He has given us a great and precious promise.
这应许是什么呢？
What is that promise?
主的话说，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事情。
His word says that if two of you agree on earth about anything,
我在天上的父必为他们成全。
And whatsoever it may be that you ask,You shall come to them from my Father.
弟兄姐妹，我相信你们读过这句话。
I trust that you have read this before.
你们现在也应该已经可以背得起来了。
And perhaps you can even recite it.
但你知道这句话，这个应许有何等的宝贵吗？
But do you know how precious is this promise?
主的话说，无论求什么事。
The word of the Lord says, whatsoever you ask.
二十节他也说，无论在哪里。
Even in 20, verse 20, it says, wherever you gather,
我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Our Father in, my Father in heaven will do it to them.
弟兄姐妹，你信这话吗？
Do you trust his words?
你经历过这话的真实吗？
Have you experienced the truth behind this word?
这里主给我们这样的应许。
He has given us this promise.
无论求什么。
Whatsoever you ask,
无论在哪里
wherever you are,
在天上的父必为我们成全。
My Father who is in heaven will accomplish it for you.
就因为我们认识到这位天上的父他是何等的有权能吗？
Do we see how powerful is this Father who is in heaven?
刚刚我们金松弟兄跟我们提到那位穆勒弟兄。
Earlier our brother has shared to us about Brother Mueller.
弟兄告诉我们，穆勒弟兄他在欧洲那里办了一些孤儿院。
And the brother said, he established many orphanages in Europe.
穆勒弟兄办孤儿院，他有一个心意。
When he established orphanages, he had one desire.
他并不是要借着办这个孤儿院来收容这些孤儿呢，来显出他是何等的向着孤儿有爱心、有怜悯。
He did not.His desire was not that through the orphanages and through taking care of all the orphans to show the world that how much love he has.
在他日记中，他告诉我们，他办孤儿院的最主要的一个心意和目的。
In his diary, he says his main purpose and his desire in establishing all these orphanages.
乃是要借着恒切的祷告，向世人见证他所信的神是何等的丰盛、慈爱、有恩典、有怜悯。
Is that through his unceasing prayers, he wants to testify to the world and to prove to them how faithful and how powerful his God is.
当然我们知道他所办的孤儿院也彰显出神的丰盛的慈爱和怜悯。
And we know, of course, his orphanages also display the love and the mercy and the kindness of the Lord.
在穆勒弟兄他自己所写的日记当中
In his own diary,
他曾经这样写着
He has recorded,
他说在他一生在神面前的所有祷告
That through all the prayers that he had before the Lord all his life,
那些明显他所知道所记得的就有五万个之多。
There are over 50,000 prayers that he remembered distinctly, that was answered distinctly, that he knew.
还有许多是他所不知道啊，他所不记得的。
And there are many prayers that were answered that's not in his knowledge or he did not remember.
弟兄们，这是我穆勒弟兄在地上所为主做的见证。
And that is his testimony for the Lord while he was on the earth.
还不是在于他信心有多大。
It is not how big his faith was.
乃是见证出我们的神是有何等的能力，何等的信实。
But his testimony was how faithful and how powerful was his God.
我穆勒弟兄所信的神也是我们今天所信的神。
And the God that our brother Mueller believes is also the same God that we believe.
他的慈爱怜悯，他的能力，他的信实，昨日今日直到永远都不改变。
His loving kindness, his mercy, his faithfulness does not change yesterday, today and forever.
他的应许也永不改变。
And his promise will not change.
今天我们在地上，我们是不是也能够同样的来为神做这样的见证？
Here on the earth, do we have a desire to bear the same testimony?
我们如何能够向世人见证我们所认识的、所信的这位神呢？
How can we testify to the world that, about this God that we believe?
我觉得这句主所说的话是非常重要的。
I think this word that God said is very important.
就是在地上有两个人同心合意的祷告。
That if two of you agree on the earth,
当父成全他的心意在地上的时候，人就看见我们所信的神是何等的一位神。
When the Father accomplished His desire on the earth, then people will see what a faithful God He is.
所以这个应许，我相信弟兄姐妹都明白了。
And I trust that you all understand this promise.
但是在我们心思里头可能有一个疑问。
But in our heart, maybe there's a question.
因为在我们的生活经历当中，好像不是这样子。
Because in our daily life, That doesn't seem to be our experience.
我们虽然在主面前也祷告，
even though we also pray before the Lord,
我们也真实的相信，
and we trust in Him truly.
但是我们并不是那样子的来经历这句话所应许的。
But we don't seem to experience the promise that He has given us.
在这里，主的应许有一个关键。
And here there is a key point.In his promise,
也是这个应许中的唯一的一个条件。
And it's also the only condition to his promise.
两个人同心合意的求。
That two of you shall agree.
所以我们就必须要来知道说，我们如何能够来支取这个应许。
And so we need to know how can we expand this promise.
如何我们能够来经历神这么宝贵的应许。
How can we experience such a precious promise.
我们必须要知道这里主所说的同心合意的祷告祈求是什么意思。
We need to understand what he meant by agreeing.
这边说到两个人。
Here it says two men.
这两个人不一定是一定是两个人。
It doesn't have to be two men.
两个人是多数的最少的一个数字。
It is the smallest, very basic number of a multiple.
可以是三个人，可以是五个人，可以是三千个人，五千个人。
It can be three or five. It can be 3,000 or 5,000.
但是那个关键在哪里呢？
But what's the key?
无论是两个人也好，两千个人也好，必须要同心合意。
Either two person or 2,000 people, you have to have the same heart.
这同心合意是什么意思？
What does it mean to have the same heart?
我不晓得马丁弟兄这个英文这样翻哈，这个能不能表达出来那个意思
？I don't know. The same heart can express the meaning fully.
像我跟他两个人
me and him, there are two people.
我们有两个 heart.
We have two hearts.
那我们怎么能够变成一个 heart?
How can the two heart become one heart?
到底在这边主所说同心合意是什么意思
？What does the Lord mean by agreeing?
在这里原文。原文圣经的意思呢，它有一个这样的意思，同心合意有一个这样的意思。
The original text has this meaning to it.
它乃是一个和谐。
It's a harmonious agreement.
并不是说一致。
It's not that they are identical.
并不是说相同。
It's not that they're exactly the same.
并不是说我同意马丁的心，或他同意我的心。
It's not that I agree with his heart and.Or he agree with my mind.
乃是一个和谐的一个合一。
But then there is a harmony in one accord that we are one.
我想我们用音乐呢，就能够表达这样的一个和谐的意思。
I think we can understand it through music.
我们知道在交响乐里头有许多的乐器。
We know in orchestra there are many instruments.
有弦乐器，有管乐器。
There are strings, there are brass.
小提琴、中提琴、大提琴。
There are violins, violas, and cello.
有鼓，有拔，有锣。
There are drums and there are cymbals.
就像我们当中，我们今天这么多人。
Just as we have many people here today.
我们每个人都不一样。
And we're all different.
我们的声音也不一样。
We have different voices.
有的声音低一点。
Some have lower voices.
有的声音高一点。
Some have higher pitch.
有的声音小一点。
Some have smaller voices.
有的声音大一点。
Some have bigger pipes.
我们都不一样。
We're all different.
那我们怎么样能够同心合意，能够合一呢？
How can we be in one accord?
我们发现在交响乐当中呢，它有一个和谐。
We see in orchestra that they have a harmony.
虽然呢，这个小提琴呢，跟钢琴、跟鼓啊、跟锣，他们发出来的声音是不一样。
Even though the violin has a different sound than piano, than the drum, than the cymbal.
但是如果他们照着那作曲家所做出来那个乐曲，他们能够在那里把那个他们的声音表达出来的时候
，If they can express their own heart, their own voice, their own sound, according to the music from the composer,
在那里呢，就能够产生一个非常美妙和谐的一个音乐。
Then they can produce a beautiful sound.
我就用我们家做一个例子。
I'll use my family as example.
因为这个容不容易呢
？Because is that easy?
像我们知道，同心合意是这个意思。
Now we understand what it means to be in one accord.
不是说要相同,
it's not to be the same,
是要和谐,
but to have harmony.
从和谐里面产生一个合一, 那美妙的音乐。
Through harmony, they will be in one accord to have one music that's beautiful.
容不容易?
Is that easy?
不容易。
It's very difficult.
不要说整个交响乐,
not only for the full orchestra,
就讲两个乐器就好。
Even just two instruments.
有一天在我们家里
One day in my house,
我一个女儿她是拉那个大提琴的。
One of my daughter plays the cello.
然后那妈妈呢要用钢琴帮她伴奏。
And the mother was going to accompany her.
然后我们在这里就看到有两个乐器。
Through piano, so there are two instruments.
然后呢，大提琴有大提琴的乐谱。
There is a different set of music for the cello.
那小提琴呢？那钢琴有钢琴的乐谱。
And the mother has her own.Piano music.
这乐谱呢，是在当时作曲家呢，他从他一个心思里面所安排出来的那个和谐的一个搭配。
And this music, was composed by one composer from the same heart that he has, that he arranged two different instruments.
所以我女儿呢，就照着这个作曲家的乐谱呢，开始拉她那个大提琴的那个音乐。
So my daughter started to play cello according to this composer, the music from the composer.
然后呢，我姐妹呢就照着这个作曲家所做的为钢琴所做的这个乐谱呢，开始演奏伴奏这个钢琴的音乐。
My wife played piano according to the piano arrangement.
我是不太懂音乐的。
And I don't know music very well.
当他们在那里开始在那里合在一起的时候呢
，But when they played together,
哎，我听起来都觉得差不多。
I felt it's not much different.
但是过没多久。
But after a while,
他们两个人停下来了。
They paused.
就两个人就开始争吵。
And they started fighting, arguing.
那个我女儿说呢，钢琴弹得太快了。
My daughter says your piano was too fast.
然后那个妈妈呢就说你小提琴拉得太慢了。
And the mother says you were too slow on the violin.
你发现这个
on the cello
音乐啊出来就不美。
And we found that music was not in harmony.
就不和谐了。
It was not beautiful.
就不是同心合意了。
It was not in one accord.
所以呢，那个钢琴呢，就希望小提琴呢，能够大提琴能够拉快一点。
So the piano wants the cello to be faster.
能够跟上钢琴的那个速度。
To follow the tempo that the piano has set.
那大提琴呢，就希望钢琴呢，能够放慢一点。
The cello wants the piano to be a little slower.
能够配合呢大提琴的这个速度。
So that the piano can accompany.The cello.
他们两个人盼望呢能够产生一个美妙和谐的音乐。
They all desire to have this harmonious music.
但这里有一个问题。
But here's a problem.
你觉得我太快。
You think I'm fast.
我觉得你太慢。
But I think you're slow.
那到底听谁的呢？
Then who's right?
我就发现在那里呢，他们那个晚上在那里就弄好久。
So the whole evening they were arguing and they were practicing for a long time.
因为我实在太困了，我也没有继续听他们。
And I was too sleepy, I didn't continue to listen to them.
所以我们看见这同心合意，要能够这样一个和谐是不容易的。
So we see it's very difficult to achieve this harmony.
但是这是非常重要的。
But it's so important.
因为当我们如果在地上同心合意的话。
Because if we are in one accord here on earth,
主应许我们。
He has promised to us.
无论我们求什么,
no matter what we ask,
在天上这位全能的神 必为我们成全。
The mighty God, Father who is in heaven, will accomplish it for us.
所以我们就必须要竭力来进入，来保守这个同心合意。
So we need to enter into this harmony.
所以接着在第二十节，主就把啊那个道路呢，就指示给我们。
And he has also showed us a way in verse 20.
我们在地上，无论两个人也好，两千个人也好，我们如何能够同心合意的来祈求
？How can we pray in one accord, either for two people or 2,000 people?
在二十节，主耶稣说
，In verse 20, he said,
他说无论在哪里
，Wherever you are.
有两三个人奉我的名聚会
，Where two or three have gathered in my name，
那里就有我在他们中间。
I am there in their midst。
这个就是同心合意的那个秘诀。
And that is a secret to be in one accord。
就是无论两个人，无论两百个人，我们都一同的奉主的名聚会。
Whether it's two people or 200 people, we gather together in God's name。
我们奉主的名什么意思呢
？What does it mean to be in His name？
就是。尊他是主
to, it is to recognize that he is Lord.
无论是大提琴也好，无论是小提琴也好，无论是钢琴也好
，No matter if it's a cello or the violin or the piano，
我们奉主的名
，We are here in His name.
我们在一起，盼望能够同心合意。
Together we have a desire to be in one accord.
我们就尊主耶稣基督是主
，Then we proclaim that he is Lord.
主耶稣基督就是那交响乐当中的那个指挥。
The Lord Jesus is the director and the conductor of the orchestra.
每一个乐器的表演者，他都必须要看着这个指挥。
Everyone who plays the instrument needs to look at the conductor.
不是跟旁边的人说你快一点，或者他跟我说我慢一点。
It's not to tell the people next to you to say you need to be faster, or for someone tell me to say I need to be slower.
我们都必须照着这位指挥的那个他的带领。
We need to follow the guidance and the leading of the conductor.
这样子我们就有可能能够同心合意。
So that we can be in one accord.
虽然有许多的乐器
，Even though there are many instruments,
许多的人
，many people,
但是我们都服在这位指挥的带领底下。
But we all yield to the direction of the conductor.
我们看见整个交响乐团那样的多的人，那么多的乐器。
We see the entire orchestra. There are so many people, so many instruments.
虽然不同的人，不同的乐器。
There are different person performing different instruments.
当他们在那里按着指挥的引导和带领，就把那美妙的音乐能够和谐的发表出来。
When they all follow the direction of the conductor.They will produce a beautiful music.
但是在他们能够这样子来把这美妙的音乐能够一起的演奏出来之前
，But before they can perform such a beautiful music,
啊，有一些那预备的工作
，There are some preparation that needs to be done.
就是每一个乐器的表演者必须跟这个指挥呢要有一点默契。
That there needs to be some harmony between the instrument and the conductor himself.
指挥呢跟小提琴表演的人呢要先练一练。
And the conductor needs to practice with the violin by themselves.
小提琴呢，他们能够知道这个指挥他所要的那个感觉，还有要那个速度呢是怎么一回事。
So the violin will know, the feeling and the sense of the conductor.
那其他的乐器也都是一样。
And so is for every other instrument.
这就是为什么上个礼拜上个主日，我们弟兄跟我们交通到主在约拿身上的工作。
That is why our brother shared with us the work of the Lord on Jonah.
那主借着风暴，借着大鱼，借着蓖麻，借着虫。
Through the storm, through the big fish, through the vine, through the worm.
主在约拿身上做什么工作呢
？What is the Lord doing in his life?
就是要在约拿的身上用叫他能够有神的心。
So that he will have the heart of the Lord.
他不再坚持自己的意思。
He will no longer insist on his own will.
他慢慢的能够明白，能够认识，也能够顺服神的心。
Gradually he will come to know and to understand and to submit to God's heart.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神在我们平常日常生活当中，在我们身上的工作。
That is his work in our daily life.
他要叫我们能够以他的心为心。
So that we can take the attitude of the Lord.
叫我们能够明白他的心意
，so that we can understand his heart。
叫我们能够明白他的带领
，we can understand his leading。
我们每个人，神在不同的环境里头来这样子来制作我们，来带领我们。
In all different environments, he's making, molding us, he's changing us and leading us。
当神把我们聚在一起的时候
When he gathered us together,
我们就能够在那里一同的来跟随圣灵的带领
Then we can follow the leading of the Holy Spirit
圣灵在我们中间就像那乐团的指挥一样
And he's just like the conductor of the symphony
他就能够在那里带领你带领他带领我带领我们在那里能够同心合意的来一起的祷告一起的祈求
And then he can lead you and he can lead me he can lead us all together to pray in one accord
当我们聚在一起的时候
When we gather together
我们奉主的名聚集
When we gather in his name
我们不仅尊他是我们的主
Not only we proclaim that he is our Lord
我们每个人都把我们自己的意思放下来
But we all put aside our own will
把我们的喜好放下来
Put aside our own preference
我喜欢快
I want to be faster
他喜欢慢
He wants to be slower
我们都要放下来
We need to put them aside
我们要寻求圣灵在我们中间在这个时候他带领我们是如何的来带领
Seek onlyHow the Lord and how the Holy Spirit is guiding us at this moment.
唯有当我们把我们自己全部都放下
When we put everything aside.
我们完全顺服在圣灵的引导底下
When we submit ourselves completely under the Holy Spirit.
我们在这里一同的祷告
As we pray together.
我们就能够同心合意的来祈求
And we will be in one accord. We can agree with one another.
主的应许说在天上的父就必为我们成全
And his promise is that it will be done for us.By the Father in heaven.
无论什么事
No matter what we ask.
弟兄姐妹这个应许实在是太大
That is such a great promise.
无论什么事
Whatsoever you ask.
天上的父都必为我们成全
It shall be done for us by my Father who is in heaven.
实在是盼望我们真是能够在这样的应许上面我们来经历神的大能和他的信实
I hope we can experience his power and his faithfulness on this promise.
那我们怎么样子能够来实行来操练同心合意这样子来祷告来祈求呢
So how should we practice and how should we experience this prayer?
我想在这之前我们必须要有一点的预备
And we need to prepare ourselves
就是我们要能够啊祷告到底
And we need to pray to the end
就是我们不要轻易的放弃
We shouldn't give up
我们实在是盼望主能够为我们成全。
We desire for the Lord to accomplish it for us.
就像那个家里面的小孩子一样。
Just as the little children at home.
有些时候呢，孩子跑来找我。
Sometimes my kids will come and find me.
就他想要一个什么东西。
They want something.
那我可能正在想一些事。
Perhaps I was in my own thoughts.
或者我正在想说呢，要怎么样子回答他。
Perhaps I was thinking how I should answer him.
就一转眼。
And I turned around.
他又跑掉了。
And he ran away.
那我会怎么样
So what should I do?
我想他可能他不是那么需要这个东西
So maybe I thought he doesn't need it so much
是不是
Isn't that so?
我们在神面前祷告是不是也是这样的一个态度呢
When we pray before the Lord Is that our attitude?
我们跟神求一件事
We come and ask God for one thing
那神在那里在为我们思想的时候
And as the Lord is considering for us
那我们就忘掉了
And we forgot about it already
我跑去做我们过我们的生活
And we turn aside to live our own life
这时候神为了训练我们
So Lord wants to train us
他为了叫我们能够在心里头能够来体会他的心肠
So that in our heart we can understand his will
我相信神可能就不会马上来答应我们的祈求
And perhaps God will delay his answer
因为神实在是愿意我们能够得着他的心
Because he wants above all that we can gain his heart
所以虽然有时候神并不是马上的答应我们的祷告和祈求
So even though he doesn't answer our prayer sometimes not right away
是有原因的
There is a reason
所以为了这一点我们必须在神的面前我们不轻易的就放弃我们的祷告和祈求
So we shouldn't give up praying and petitioning before him
主耶稣在马太福音第七章也告诉门徒们
In Matthew chapter 7 he also told the disciples
说你们祈求就得着
That ask, then you shall receive.
寻找就寻见。
Seek, and you shall find.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock on the door, and the door will be open to you.
那我们有些时候发现这句话好像也不是那样的真实。
Sometimes we find that this word is not so true.
我们说我们祈求啦。
We said we have asked already.
但是我们还没有得着。
But we didn't receive anything.
没有得着呢，我们也忘记了。
And if we didn't receive, we forget about what we asked.
有时候说我们也寻找了
Sometimes we also go seek
我们找不着
We couldn't find anything
那我们就算了
Then we gave up
我们说我们叩门了
And we knock on the door
门还没开
The door didn't open
我们也转身就走了
It wasn't open yet But we turned away already
弟兄告诉我们那句话主的意思是这样子
Some brother has shared with us God's what the Lord mean.
就那个祈求呢，它乃是一个持续进行的一个状态。
That this is when you ask, it is an ongoing process.
如果你真的是要得着
，If you truly want to gain what you ask,
真的是有一个负担，有一个渴求。
You really have a burden, have a desire.
你跟神祈求。
When you ask the Lord,
一直祈求。
You ask continually.
继续祈求。
You keep asking.
神还没有答应。
And even the Lord hasn't answered yet.
还不要放弃。
Do not give up.
这时候呢，你就要来寻找。
And then this is when you come and seek.
你就暂时把这个祈求的这个心态呢，暂时放下来。
Then you put aside your attitude of asking.
你要来寻找。
You come and seek after.
这个寻找呢，也是一个持续进行的状态。
And it's also you keep seeking.
寻找什么
？What are you seeking?
寻找说，为什么我所祈求的神还没有答应呢
？You can seek before the Lord to see how come what you have asked was not answered yet.
你要来到神的面前寻找说原因是什么
？Seek the Lord before His presence.
是不是因为在我身上我有得罪神的地方
？To find is there anything that we have offended God in our lives?
因为我们知道，如果我们活在罪中，神是不听罪人的祷告。
We know if we live in sin, then God will not answer the sinners.
还是说我这件所求的事情，到底是不是为了满足我自己的私欲呢
？Or in can we should also seek that what we're asking is it only to satisfy my own selfish desire?
还是说在这里寻求说？还是我的意思，我所想要的跟主的意思是不一样的。
You can seek either if what we're asking our will is it different from God's will?
到底是什么原因我所祈求的神还没有答应呢
？Seek after that reason. How come He hasn't answered our prayer yet?
上礼拜我们弟兄用约拿做例子。
Last week our brother used Jonah as example.
我们记得约拿有一次啊。他痛苦到个地步，他跟神祷告。
We remember once Jonah was in such pain that he prayed to the Lord.
你就让我死好了。
Let me die.
你取我的性命。
Take my life.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他这个祈求啊，跟神的意思啊，是不一样的。
His petition was different from God's desire.
若神照着约拿的意思给他成就的话
，If God answered Jonah's prayers.
那不仅没有约拿书第四章
，and not only there wouldn't be Jonah chapter 4 in Jonah，
可能约拿书就没有了。
Then perhaps there won't be the book of Jonah at all。
感谢主，主知道我们的愚昧。
But we thank the Lord; He knows our foolishness。
我在神面前也曾经这样子祈求。
I've also asked the Lord before myself。
感谢主，主并没有照着我们的愚昧来答应我们的祷告和祈求。
But we thank the Lord; He doesn't answer our foolish prayers。
主乃是照着他自己的全智慧来为我们成就。
But according to the fullness of his wisdom, he accomplished his will.
所以当我们这样子不断的祈求
，So when we continue to ask,
主还没有答应
，When he hasn't answered yet,
我们就要开始来寻找
，We need to start seeking him.
寻找主还没有答应我们祷告的原因是什么
？To seek him, to seek for the reason why he hasn't answered our prayer yet.
当我们在那里在主面前不断的寻找之后
，When we continue to seek,
主就带领我们。
He will lead us.
他就慢慢让我们知道说他的心意是如何。
He will show us his heart.
他为什么没有照着我们所求的来答应我们
？He will show us the reason why he hasn't answered us.
当我们明白了神的心意
，When we understand his heart,
我们就来到了这个门口。
Then we come to a door.
然后怎么样
？Then what do we do?
我们就要敲门。
We need to knock on the door.
是不是
？Right.
当你要进去一个地方。
If you want to enter in some,
你不会去敲墙，是不是？有没有人去敲墙
？You wouldn't knock on the wall.
你敲墙壁，敲一敲，敲了半天，没有人开门。
If you knock on the wall, nobody will answer the door.
当我们来到门这个对的这个门口
，But when we come to the right gate,
那我们敲门
，We need to knock on the door.
这个敲门呢，也是一个持续进行的动作。
As we knock, it's also an ongoing process.
我们在这里敲。
We keep knocking.
我们知道这是主的心意。
We know this is God's heart.
这个就是门了。
This is the door.
我在那里敲。
And we keep knocking.
继续敲。
Continue to knock.
主说他必为我们开门。
He said he will open the door for us.
我们不要来到门口了。
Do not come to the door.
知道神的心意了。
We know this is God's heart.
就敲两下。
Now we knock on a couple times. Nobody opened the door. Then I turn away.
太可惜了。
Then it's a pity.
兄姐妹，主应许我们，你们祈求就得着。
God has promised.Ask and you shall receive.
寻找就寻见。
Seek and you shall find.
叩门，他就给我们开门。
Knock and the door will be open to you.
这是我们在主面前一起来同心合意祷告实行的一个态度。
This should be our attitude as we come together to pray in one accord.
在二十世纪初
in the beginning of 20th century.
我们知道在中国的教会有一个复兴。
We know there is a great revival in the church in China.
这个大复兴就是神借着两位人所不知道的姐妹，他们在神面前迫切恳求的祷告。
This great revival came to being because there were two not very well-known sisters. They continued unceasingly prayed before the Lord for 10 years.
这两位姐妹虽然没有像一些属灵的伟人是为世人所知的。
Even though these two sisters were not like spiritual giants that everyone knows about.
但这两位从外国到中国软弱的两位姐妹。
But these two foreign missionaries, when they came to China,
他们摸着了神的心意。
They touched God's heart.
他们在中国那里经过十年的时间为中国的复兴祷告。
For 10 years, they continue to pray for a revival in China.
这样的祷告，我们看见神在中国就成就了他的工作。
And we said through their prayers, God accomplished his work in China.
神得着了许多的年轻人。
He has gained many young people.
这些年轻人，神所用他们在中国造成的影响，到今日仍然非常的巨大。
And we still see their influences that God has used them to do God's work in China.
其中一位就是我们所熟识的尼托生弟兄。
And we know one of them very well, our brother Watchman Nee.
不仅对中国的教会带来极大的帮助。
Not only helped the church in China greatly.
就连到今天，我们看到全世界也都从我们这样的一个弟兄身上得着那真实的益处和帮助。
Even today, through the whole world, we still benefit from his service before the Lord.
神的心意这样的成就，还是借着那两位姐妹十年。他们坚持不放弃的祷告。
And all this work of the Lord is because there were two sisters that prayed unceasingly before the Lord for 10 years.
那今天在我们中间，我们如何的来与神同工呢？
So in our midst, how can we be co-workers of God?
我们如何能够借着同心合意的祷告祈求，来带进神的能力、神的祝福和神的见证？
How can we, through our persistent prayers in one accord, to bring down all the blessings and all the power of God?
感谢主，主很恩待怜悯我们。
We thank the Lord, He has been merciful to us.
主把那个要求呢降到最低，说两个人同心合意就可以。
And He has lowered His standard to the lowest point to say only two people, at least two people can pray together.
我马上就想到啊，去哪里找两个人
？So very soon we start to look to see where can we find these two people.
我想除了这一边以外，大部分这一边呢都符合这个条件。
And I think except this section, most of us can find that fulfill that criteria.
因为这边呢，比较大部分的呢还是单身。
Because I think most of people on this section are single.
所以他们暂时呢，还比我们吃了一点亏。
So perhaps they do not have our benefit.
好，就是在家里面哈，夫妻两个人。
At home.There is a husband and wife.
这个机会很多。
I think there are many opportunities.
神把夫妻放在一起。
When the Lord put husband and wife together,
神把两个人同心合意祷告的应许也放在一起。
When the Lord places this promise of two people praying in one accord.
所以在家庭里头，夫妻二人呢就符合这个条件。
And a husband and wife, two person, they can fulfill this criteria.
夫妻二人可以同心合意的在主面前。无论求什么，神来为我们成就。
When a husband and wife come before the Lord and pray in one accord, whatever they shall ask, the Lord will do it to them.
比方说，做丈夫的。
For example, as husband.
因为我是弟兄，所以我等下先从做丈夫的角色来说。
Because I'm a brother, so I need to begin from the aspect of a husband.
那我们做丈夫的呢？我们怎么样子能够来实行这个同心合意的祷告呢？
As a husband, how can we begin to practice this prayer?
我就想到有一点是最容易的。
I think the one point is the easiest for us to do.
最可行的。
And it's the most practical.
就是我们做丈夫的弟兄。
As we brothers who are husband.
我们要跟我们的妻子同心合意祷告什么呢？
What should we pray in one accord with our wives?
我们就想到在以弗所书第五章主的话告诉我们。
We remember in Ephesians chapter 5.
你们做丈夫的呢要像基督爱教会为教会舍己。
You husband needs to love your wife like Christ loves the church.
那我们弟兄说，这个命令我早知道了。
And you might say, I already know this command.
我都会背了。
I even know how to memorize it.
肯定做梦都会梦到。
Perhaps I even dream about it.
我也努力了好多年。
I have tried it so many years.
结果呢，还是做不到。
But I still haven't done it accordingly.
哎呀，虽然年长弟兄告诉我们说，有了主的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱他。
And our elderly brother says, you who knows the command of the Lord and follow it,You are the one who loved the Lord.
主也告诉弟兄也告诉我们，我们若有主的命令，就遵守的，就是把房子盖在磐石上。
Our brother also says, hear his word and do it. You will be like those who build your house on the rock.
今天我们做弟兄，做丈夫的弟兄，我们知道了主这个命令。
We who are husband, we have heard God's command.
那我们实在是尽，就是怎么说，就是立志行善由得我。
But we as husband know the command.It's truly like Romans says, we cannot do the good that we want to do.
我们也真心的想要爱我们的妻子，像基督爱教会。
We truly want to love our wife as Christ loves the church.
可是我们却一而再，再而三的失败。
But again and again we fail.
谁能救我？
Who can save us?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里有主的应许。
Here is a promise to
the Lord. 两个人同心合意祷告。
Two of you pray in one accord.
神就能够叫我们做丈夫的弟兄。爱我们的妻子，如同基督爱教会。
Then God can cause you as husband to love your wife as Christ loves the church.
好，那说我们做丈夫的弟兄呢，我们有这样的一个心愿。
And we as husband have this desire.
那我找谁跟我同心合意呢？
And who can we ask to pray together with me?
你们姐妹说说找谁？
Then you as wives tell us who we should pray with.
找谁最合适？
Who is the best candidate to pray with?
那神为我们预备了。
God has already prepared for us.
找我们的妻子。
To go ask your wives.
妻子会不会跟你不同心不同意呢？
How can your wife not be in one accord with you?
就是说一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
祷告呢，让丈夫呢能够爱妻子，像基督爱教会。
Let's pray that we can love you as Christ loves the church.
一定是跟你同心合意的。
Of course she will agree with you.
是不是？
Wouldn't that be true?
你不要去外面找别人。
Don't ask anyone else.
你就找你家里的妻子就好了。
Just go find your wife.
我想她是百分之百能够跟你同心合意。
I think she will 100% agree with you that you should do as such.
既然这是主的命令。
If this is the command of the Lord.
我们两个人同心合意这样来到主面前。
And we should come before the Lord in one accord.
我们按着主的应许在主的面前同心合意的祈求。
According to his promises, we need to ask him in one heart.
主说天上的父必为我们成全。
The Lord says, the Father in heaven will accomplish it for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要去想。
Do not think about it too much.
所以想说，那我要是决定要这样爱妻子的话。
Do not just determine in your heart that you need, I'm
determined to love my wife. What
if my wife is still not respecting me?
我的妻子还是不顺服我嘞。
How come they still do not obey me?
我们想了一大堆，想了一大堆，一个一个。想了一大堆可怕的原因。
We come with many different, even terrible reasons.
弟兄姐妹，我们不需要。
We do not need to.
乃是这位全能的神，他必为我们成全。
Because this powerful God will accomplish it for us.
神不一定单单改变我们。
Not only he will change us.
我们弟兄不要想说，这样我吃亏了。
Not only do not think as husband says that I am I'm taking the short stick.
那这神就在我身上，在那里猛破碎我。
And why is God only doing the broken work in me?
那我姐妹呢，还是这个样子。
And my wife is still the same.
不用担这个心。
Do not worry about it.
全能的神他必为我们成全。
The God who is in heaven will accomplish it for us.
他能够在我们身上改变我们做丈夫的弟兄。
He can change you as a husband.
他也能够在我们做妻子的姐妹身上来改变我们的妻子。
He can also change your wives.
既然我们奉他的名这样子祷告。
As we pray in his name.
我们就不需要给神呢，还定计划。
We do not need to make a schedule for him.
我说你要怎么样怎么样怎么样改变我的妻子，那我就能够像基督爱教会爱我的妻子。
We do not need to tell him a plan to say you need to change my wife as this and this and that, then I can love her as Christ loves the church.
我们乃是两个人谦卑的来到神面前。
But come before the Lord humbly.
尊他为主。
Proclaim that he is Lord.
我们简单相信他的应许。
To trust in his promise simply.
他必为我们成就。
That he will accomplish for us.
神就可以在你们家中来得着这样一个丈夫。
And in your family, God can gain a husband.
就像基督爱教会那样子来爱他的妻子。
A husband that can love the wife as Christ loves the church.
好，现在丈夫讲完了。
I've talked about the husband.
啊，讲妻子。
I need to talk about the wife.
妻子怎么办呢？
Now what should the wives do?
妻子也从以弗所书第五章也领受了主的命令。
You have also received the commands from Ephesians 5.
妻子要顺服丈夫，如同教会顺服基督。
Obey your husbands as Christ, as the church obeys the Christ.
我相信许多姐妹们都有这样的一个心愿。
I believe many wives, many sisters have the same desire.
但是许多姐妹也面临同样的一个问题。
But we also face the same problem.
我这样的丈夫怎么顺服呢？
How can I obey a husband like this?
他这样的要求我怎么顺服呢？
They require me so much, how can I obey them?
他这样子说那样做，这样发脾气，我怎么能够顺服呢？
They throw their angers around like this and that, how can we obey them?
弟兄姐妹，我们先不担心。
Do not worry.
我们简单相信主的应许。
Trust in him with a simple faith.
在地上若有两个人同心合意，无论求什么，父必为我们成全。
If two of you agree on the earth, whatsoever you shall ask, it will be done for you.
我们顺服不了。
We cannot obey.
但是我们愿意。
But we're willing to.
那我们找一个人。
Then we need to find someone.
跟我们同心合意的来祷告祈求。
Pray with us in one accord.
相信父能够为我们成全。
And when we do that, we trust our Father in heaven will do it for us.
好，现在问姐妹了。
Then I should ask you, sister.
如果你要找一个人呢，同心合意跟你一起祷告祈求呢，叫你能够顺服丈夫。
If you want to find someone to be in one accord with you, to pray with you.
你要找谁呢？
Then who should you ask?
你不用找魏弟兄。
You do not need to go look for brother Wei.
你也不用找常建弟兄。
You don't need to go look for brother 常建。
也不用找钟弟兄或君凯弟兄。
Or brother Philip or brother.
你就找你自己的弟兄。
Jack, look for your own.Husband,
他一定跟你同心合意的。
I'm sure he will be in one heart with you.
是不是
？Isn't that true?
如果我们在神的面前，我们有这样的一个心愿。
When we come before the Lord, if we have such a desire,
我们愿意遵守主的命令。
We're willing to obey His commands.
可是我们却做不到。
But we cannot do it ourselves.
我们可以跟我们的丈夫同心合意来到神面前来祷告祈求。
And we can come before the Lord with your husband in one accord.
主啊，求你使我能顺服，就像教会顺服基督一样。
Lord, please cause me to obey as church obeys the Christ.
我们要信得过我们的神。
We need to trust our God.
他说他必能够为我们成全。
He said he is able to accomplish it for us.
他就能够成全在我们身上。
And he will accomplish it for us.
或许把那够用的恩典赐给我们。
And he will give us grace that's sufficient.
或许把我们的丈夫能够改变成像基督一样。
And he will change our husband to be like Christ.
叫我们能够顺服
，so that we can obey.
神说他必为我们成全。
God says He will do it for us.
那我很快的说一下，那还没有结婚的怎么办
？And I'll mention quickly about those who are still single.
弟兄，青年弟兄在这边做的也很辛苦。
There are many young brothers and sisters here.
必须要给他们有一点点建议。
We also need to give him some words.
我没有丈夫、没有妻子的怎么办呢
？Then what do you do when you're still single?
保罗劝勉提摩太，告诉他说
，Paul told Timothy.Timothy and say,
你可以与那清心祷告主的人一同来追求。
Seek after the Lord with those who call on the Lord with a pure heart.
我们刚刚唱一首诗歌说爱主更深。
Earlier we sang a hymn, More Love to Thee.
爱你更深。
More Love to Thee.
我心里面实在是愿意盼望能够爱主更深。
Truly there is a desire in our hearts to love Him more.
但这个世界实在是那样的吸引我。
But the world continues to distract us.
我自己又是那样的软弱。
And we're so weak ourselves.
我实在是没有办法照着我所想的来爱主更深。
We cannot love the Lord according to what we desire.
怎么办呢
？How do we? What do we do?
找一位倾心爱主的弟兄姐妹。
Look for a brother and sister that love the Lord and calls on Him out of a pure heart.
这边我再多说一句。
And I'll say one more.
如果你是弟兄的话呢，你就最好找弟兄就好。
If you're a brother, then go look for a brother.
如果是姐妹呢，你就找一个倾心爱主的姐妹。
If you're a sister, then it's best that you look for a sister.
除非神有另外的安排。
Unless the Lord has a different arrangement.
那我们两个人呢，既然我们都同心想要爱主更深
，Then together we all desire to love God more.
我们就同心合一来到主面前。
Then we need to come before the Lord together.
说主啊，你实在是愿意我们爱你更深。
Lord, it's your desire that we shall love you more.
现在地上我们有两个人。同心合意来向你祈求。
And look, here on earth we have two people. We're asking you together in one heart.
求你使我们能够爱你更深。
Cause us and make us love you more.
天上的父必为我们成全。
The Father in heaven will do it for you.
当我们一同聚集在一个团体的祷告聚会里头呢
？When we gather together in the prayer meeting,
那人这么多
，We have so many people，
这个就比较难一点了。
That is more difficult。
但是原则基本上是一样的。
But it has the same principle。
所以主教导门徒祷告的时候，他这么说。
So the Lord taught his disciples how to pray。
说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May hallowed be thy name。
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come。
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That will be done on earth as it is in heaven。
主的意思并不是叫我们每一次聚在一起祷告的时候呢，都照着这样子来祷告。
He's not saying that this is a formula that you should pray these exact words every time you come pray together。
主乃是要我们当我们聚在他的名里祷告的时候
，But as we gather in His name，
我们尊他为圣。
We say hallowed be His name。
我们以他为我们的中心。
And He is the center。
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord。
他是我们的王。
He's our King。
我们愿他的国度他的权柄能够在我们聚会当中
We desire to see his kingdom and his power in our gathering
能够在我们的祷告当中
In our prayers
圣灵来居首位
Like the Holy Spirit will be the first
来带领我们该为什么事祷告
And he can lead us to know what to pray for
该在哪一件事情上面我们能够有透彻深入的祷告
He will teach us how to pray thoroughly for whichever matter
让我们一同聚在他的名里
When we gather in His name,
我们乃是祷告说，愿他的旨意得着成就。
We pray that His desire be accomplished.
不是照我的意思，不是照你的意思。
Not according to my will or your will.
乃是愿你的旨意成全。
But God's will be done.
当我们这样子在主面前预备我们的心
，As we prepare our hearts before the Lord,
圣灵在我们中间，他能够居首位。
The Holy Spirit will be the first among us.
他能够在我们众人的心里面来带领我们。
He can lead us in each one of our hearts.
来引导我们。
To lead us,
叫我们众人都把这祷告的主权都交给我们的主
，so that we can give the sovereignty of prayers to Him.
我们没有一个人是坚持自己的意思
，that we will not insist on our own desire.
我们不坚持我们自己的负担
，we don't insist on our own burden.
虽然这个负担很可能是圣灵所给我的
，even if the burden is perhaps from the Lord.
但是不一定是今天晚上或今天早上圣灵所要你。弟兄姊妹同心合一祷告的事情
But it might not be the burden the Holy Spirit placed on the corporate to pray at this moment
所以我们都必须要把自己降服在主的主权底下
And we need to submit ourselves under God's sovereignty
我们不坚持自己
Do not insist on yourself
我们让圣灵来带领
Let the Holy Spirit lead
他有他的主权来带领我们的心思意念
He has the sovereignty to lead our heart and mind
叫我们众人都降服在他的引导底下
All of us can submit under His guidance
那我们在这里同心合意的祷告祈求
And then we can pray in one accord together
主说天上的父必为我们成全
The Lord has promised the Father in heaven will do it for us
无论求什么
Whatever you shall ask
所以在我们在群体在 聚集祷告的聚会当中
So when we gather in prayer meetings
前面年长弟兄有给我们一点提醒和建议
our elderly brothers has also reminded us
我们就不需要一次呢祷告好多事情
We don't need to pray for many matters
因为同心合意的祷告它的重点是在于说要能够透彻
The key to pray together in corporately is to pray thoroughly
要能够深入
To pray deeply about one
它的那个重点和关键是在于能够同心合意
The key is to pray in one accord.
所以我们必须让其他弟兄姐妹们有一个同心合意被圣灵引导同心合意的一个机会。
And you need to give other brothers and sisters an opportunity to come into this one accord.
我们提出一个负担，提出一个需要。
We need to bring out a burden, a need.
我们等候圣灵在其他弟兄姐妹心中来感动，来带领。
And wait for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide in every heart.
当其他弟兄姐妹也受圣灵感动和引导，为这样的一个负担和事情祷告的时候
，When other brothers and sisters are led to pray for this one matter，
他们的祷告跟我心里面的负担是相同的。
When their burden becomes in one accord， with the same burden that God has given you，
我们就能够阿门。
Then we can say amen to them。
我们阿门并不是一个机械式的一个来同意。
It is not just a mechanical agreement。
能在我们心里头实在是同意我们弟兄姐妹为这件事情所祷告的。
But we truly agree in our heart, in our spirit, what they have prayed。
这个是同心合意。
That is to be in one accord。
所以我们祷告的事情，在聚集当中祷告的事情呢，就不能太多。
So we cannot pray for many matters, many items.
好像我们真实的能够进入这个同心合意的祷告和祈求。
But we should seek to really to enter into this one accord.
圣灵给我们还有更深的，在这件事情上面还有更深的感动。
And he has, if the Lord has a deeper moving
那我们就继续为这件事情再更深的来祷告。
Then we pray for this one matter even more.
就像那个敲门一样。
Just as knocking.
我们不住的来敲。
Continue keep knocking on the door.
直到主对我们说可以了。
Until the Lord says enough.
这个祷告，这个祈求已经蒙垂听了。
Your prayer was heard.
已经蒙答应了。
It's answered.
我相信今天看到李弟兄在我们中间。
We see Brother Lee here with us.
我们上一周就与弟兄姐妹一同经历这样的一个同心合意祷告的一个实际。
Last week we have already experienced such a reality in praying in one accord.
所以最后我实在是盼望弟兄姐妹，我们真是能够在这件同心合意的祷告上面，我们一同的来操练。
So at the end, I encourage all of us to practice together in this praying in one accord.
我盼望早晨给弟兄姐妹有一个挑战。
I even give you a challenge this morning.
也是给我自己。
Even for myself.
因为祷告的事我们都明白。
Because we all understand the matter of prayer.
但许多时候我们却缺少这样的经历。
But very often we lack the experience.
就这里主所应许的，在天上的父必为我们成全。
Here God has promised that it shall come to them from my Father who is in heaven.
所以我盼望今天早晨弟兄姐妹，在我们中间的每一位弟兄姐妹。
So I hope everyone who is here this morning.
我们今天回去之后。
When you go home.
我们能够在一件事，至少在一件事情上面，我们来经历同心合意祷告的权柄。
Pray and experience the power of prayer in at least one matter.
可能是夫妻之间。
Perhaps it's between husband and wife.
可能是弟兄姐妹之间。
Perhaps between brother and sister.
我们一同的来经历神应许的真实。
And go and experience how true and how powerful is His promise.
当我们在我们生活中这样子来经历，来祷告，来经历以后，
when we pray and experience Him in our daily, in our own life,
我盼望弟兄姐妹能够把它记下来。
I hope you will remember that.
能够告诉我，
and you can fellowship with us.
我们盼望在这里一同为我们的主，为这位信实、有恩慈、有能力的这位神一起做见证。
That together we can bear the testimony for this powerful and this faithful Lord.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你的慈爱、信实和能力是永不改变。
Your loving kindness, your mercy, and your faithfulness will never change.
主，你把这么大又宝贵又大的应许赐给了我。
You have given us such a great and precious promise.
主啊，你所应许给我们的是那么的多。
And you have given us so many promises.
主啊，我们得着的是这么的少。
We have received so little.
主，我们实在是亏缺了你的荣耀。
Lord, we have fallen short of your glory.
主，求你借着早上你自己的话语。
Through your own words this morning.
主，再来提醒我们。
May you remind us.
再来激励我们。
Encourage us.
我叫我们在地上能够同心合意的来祷告，来祈求。
So that we can pray on this earth in one accord.
主啊，叫我们能够来经历你所要为我们成就的。
So that we can experience what you desire to accomplish for us.
主，不是为着我们的益处。
Not for our own benefit.
主，乃是为着你的荣耀。
But it is for your glory.
为着你的见证。
For your testimony.
主，我们何等盼望世人能够认识你是何等的一位神。
How we desire for the whole world to know What a wonderful God you are.
主，世人如何能够认识你？
For the people of this earth to know you.
主，乃是借着我们同心合意的祷告。
It is only through our prayers.
愿你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your words.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray.
Amen.